episode 451 of Global From Asia, the last one for 2024. Happy New Year's. We have a nice little entrepreneur journey with somebody in the community here in Chiang Mai, in person to interview Will's journey from California to Thailand and getting into e-commerce and Amazon. Let's tune in.
Welcome to the Global From Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business is broken down into straight up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Thank you so much for choosing to listen to, or maybe watch, but maybe not, Global From Asia podcast, 451 shows. We are getting into a whole new year where this will be published, I believe, on the last day of the year, New Year's Eve 2024, on our Tuesday morning Hong Kong time release date. We're trying to stay consistent. Every couple of weeks, we get one of these shows out, and today's a fun one, an interview with Will Rogers. He's helped out with our community meetups here in Chiang Mai and Bangkok, and he's also attended the Cross Border Summit, and he's been creating and building and making things happen. So we have a show here. There will be a WeChat version and not WeChat version. And we are going to have his story of how he journeyed from working in retail in California to being his own boss, being his own business owner in Thailand. It's a fun little journey. I learned a few new things about him and got some more inspiration. Hopefully it inspires you for 2025. That's what it's about. That's what I hope this show does, these interviews do for you, is inspire you. It inspires me. Let's tune in. And then after the show, in the blah, blah, blah session, I'll give you a little bit of some ideas of what I got thinking for 2025 and maybe even what you can share with me. Cheers. Are you looking for USA banking solutions for your e-commerce business? I am proud to say Mercury.com is supporting the podcast here, third year in a row at Global From Asia, and we're proud to say because we use them ourselves for many of our own Amazon brands and e-commerce brands and joint ventures with our US structures, and they're super easy to do, online application, no fees, and they have great customer support, have helped us with trouble with Amazon Seller Central over the years about some receipts and statements and everything like that. So we're so happy to say thank you, Mercury, for supporting our show, being a great service, and supporting other e-commerce sellers. We're really proud to say they're a sponsor here. And we also have a video tutorial as well as an overview and a special link with a little bonus for you as well for us under certain conditions. Check it out at globalfromasia.com/Mercury. For that information. Thank you for listening and thank you, Mercury. All right, we are here in Chiang Mai, Thailand. Will's, you want to prefer this over Bangkok?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you're down in Bangkok now.
Yeah.
So we have Will Rogers, a friend in the community and organizing events together, also a seller and helping others. So, Will, thanks for coming on the show.
Happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
My pleasure, man. It's fun. Yeah. It's fun. We're just outside in the courtyard. And we've been trying the show for a while, so yeah, to make happen.
Yeah, it has been a while. I think the last time you asked me was like 2 months ago in Bangkok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we almost did it when it started to rain.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, because it's cool to do it outside, I think.
It is nice. And it's a good temperature, too, finally.
Finally.
We're not going to roast.
I don't know why. I mean, I'm setting up a little sweaty, but...
Yeah. Well, you're a one-man operation. You got a lot going on.
Doing it all.
Yeah.
So let's just dive in. Will, maybe a little bit about you're from the U.S.
Yeah.
We've been out here how long now, and what about your...
Well, full time, I've been out here about 5 years. Right, 5 years. I used to come here about 6 months and 6 months off, 6 months on, and then I'd go back home and work in California for 4 or 5 months, see my family for a month, and then I'd come back here. Right. And that was my usual from like 2018, 19, and then. During and post-COVID, I just stayed, right? I thought it was the right move for me, especially with working online.
Yeah.
It just gave me the flexibility. And staying out here, I save a lot of money.
Exactly.
Right? I learned the language, learned the culture, made a good community, good friends.
Nice.
And now I have a girlfriend too out here, so I'm here.
Great, great.
Yeah.
So what was the moment you thought to come to Thailand or Asia?
Like, yeah.
Is there a... like some snap, some pop in the mind? Like, how did it come to start?
Okay, so when I was in college, 2013, my class was called America Abroad. My university was a little different, right? A lot of universities, you might have four or five classes, right? Broken up between the day. In my school, Evergreen State College, shout out, we would have one major class, and that was it. And that would encompass your study, right? So whether you studied business or history, English, environmentalism, all these things, it would come together under usually one class, right? And so because this one class would mean so much to you, you'd focus really hard, because if you messed up, you're kind of screwed for the year, right? You can't really balance out any other way. So I took this class, it was called America Abroad, and it was my only class, right, full time. And the point of the class was that, as the name says, America Abroad, at the end of the year, you would take 3 months to leave a country and you'd pick a country to go to, right? So when that time came and we were choosing where we'd like to go with the class, there was a big whiteboard and the world was drawn out. And I looked around. For some reason, I had no desire to go to Europe, right? I'm not sure why, but I saw a lot of people were going to Thailand. And I thought, oh, that seems fun. I always thought, 2013, I thought, okay, Asia is probably the future, right? Massive growth potential. I was like, okay, let's do it. So I just jumped on the Thailand bandwagon in 2013. And then I came out here like in February, March, and I stayed through, I think, middle of April. So I was here for like 2.5 months, solid time. There's a group of us, about 25 people, big group. And we went along through Bangkok, Chiang Mai, Kanchanaburi, which is near the border with Myanmar. And then we went over to Cambodia for a while and came back. It's a great trip. I wrote a paper on it at the end. I got a C- because I enjoyed myself too much. I gave myself too much time to travel and not enough time to write, but I have zero regrets on it. I did it my way. And even though my teacher was disappointed in me, which is fair, I was still happy with myself. And that's what mattered, right?
There's a song. It's like, what is this? Sinatra song? I did it my way.
Yeah, I did it my way. Yeah.
It's come to my mind, dear.
So yeah, that's how I started. And back then, 3G had just come out in Thailand. So there wasn't much in terms of service. So when I was out in the boonies, it was just kind of me. I remember one time I was volunteering in Sonklaburi and a snake had slithered up the electrical pole and bit into it and fried himself, right? And so we lost power for 4 days because of that snake, right? So I knew at that time that like, if I had to work, I really needed to get in town and like focus on that. But besides that, I just fell in love with the country, right? I enjoyed my time. And then I came back out here in 2017 because a buddy was out here. And I just left T-Mobile as a sales rep. I had more money than I ever had in my pocket. And I decided to come back out here, fell in love again. And then 18, 19 came back out, and then COVID. And here I am now.
Exciting. Yeah. No, I will get to COVID in a second, but I think still
before that, so you came here and what were you doing? You were selling on Amazon. You're doing other things too.
No, I was teaching English.
Okay.
Yeah.
That story.
Yeah.
And we do show this on WeChat, but maybe we have two versions.
Want me to say?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. So I used to work for VIP Kid. And if that is, it's a English teaching website for Chinese children. You can be anywhere you'd like, but the students are all in mainland China. And I had been working there for about a year. I enjoyed my time and I was making decent money as an expat living abroad. But eventually I just kind of got bored, right? And luckily enough for me, during the intro process, I had asked for older children so I could have conversations like this.
Yeah.
Rather than just like, hey, B, C, right? And so because of that, most of my students were 15, 16, 17, and sometimes 18, right? So the conversation was nice.
Nice.
Anyway, fast forward, I got bored. And one day, the slideshow that we teach on was Tiananmen Square. And my student was old enough, he 18, 17 years old. And I thought, okay, well, I don't like this job anymore. Let's go out with a bang. So I pulled out my phone. I live in Thailand. It's uncensored, right? YouTube's open. And I just showed him, my student, what happened at Tiananmen Square. And I told him the history of it, how it was a student protest. It was there for a while. And the protesters were actually making headway. Some of the local generals in Beijing and in the area were open and would send people out to meet and negotiate. And then for one reason or another, the military came in and started shooting and executing everyone. Anyway, so I showed him the video, right? And so my student was shocked. He'd never seen this before because it's very censored in China, heavily censored, now in Hong Kong too. And my student just couldn't believe it. And I had to show him several videos until he understood quickly, within 5 minutes of that second video I showed him, the chat log disappeared and a third person entered into the video call, saw him working at VIP Kid, and said the class was over and the student could leave. And then I was scolded for teaching this student about the real history. And of course I knew that. I'm not oblivious. I knew that would happen, but I wanted to go out with a bang. They gave me another chance, but I left anyway. It wasn't my place. So it was safe to say I had no job and I needed money again. So I jumped back into what I knew, what I wanted to know, which is e-commerce. Started in 2019 with some local products here in Thailand. And then that morphed into sourcing from China, research, new business partner. And now, 2024, almost 25, I sell sporting goods and home decor. And this is our best year yet. We're up 54% on last year, right? Edit that one out, right? Yeah. And so we're up this year. It's going great. And I just came back from the summit.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. I learned a lot. Great value. Excellent value.
Thanks, man.
No, it was great. I think within one day of going to this conference, just a month ago, so recently, I've already tripled the value of what I paid to go there. So excellent. I've met a bunch of great people. I've got information that I can use for the next 1, 2, and 3 years, right? And I'm going next year to the summit too. So looks like I'll have a lot of data. And it's just going great. With Amazon the way it is, it's a little tougher these days. And going to these sort of summits and conferences is a way to get an edge. So I highly recommend it.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. Shout out. Cross-border summit.
Appreciate it. Yeah, man. We're already planning next year. It's going to be epic.
I can't wait.
So the story, yeah. So then you started with local product.
Yeah. I started locally. That was tough.
Like random? Tree cares or online or?
So I'd go to a lot of markets at night. And it's very touristy here in Thailand. I think the GDP is 18% tourism. So it's heavily focused on tourism. And I tried that. And I actually made several focus groups in Thailand. And my business partner and I at the time, we had made several groups together. And we would pitch ideas to them. It was about 40 people, right? 40 people from back in the States, all ages, all income types, just a good spread. And we would just pitch products to them. And a lot of people didn't like most of it, but they liked this one lamp. So we stuck with the lamp. And we did that. We built up a relationship locally with the supplier, handmade, right? And that was going well. And eventually we had enough money to look for new products, but we had heard about China. So we had then dipped into that. We went to China and Shenzhen. Right before COVID, during COVID.
Didn't get stuck there. Well, you could leave? Or?
Yeah.
COVID next.
Yeah, so we went there. We intro to China, crash course, factories, dinners, drinking, and repeat. Yeah, just every single night for 10 days, right? There's New Year's Eve into 2020, right? And that's when everything started to go crazy, right? And that was a great way to get into it. We made a lot of relationships with Chinese suppliers. And now with my new business partner, he's jumped on board and the old one is left. We have really gone all in on sporting goods, right? Right now we're focused on soccer in the United States. And we're also working on products that are useful for baseball and rugby. But our main is soccer and we launch a new product every few months, right? That's something I learned at Cross Border Summit. Just launch a new product as often as you can.
Yeah, that's the way to grow.
Yeah. So that's been really insightful. I've learned a lot. I've also lost a lot of money. So that's the name of the game though, right?
We try to lose as little as possible and make as much. So yeah. We try to limit your downside.
Yeah.
But
I think
that's how you learn, right?
I mean, it is.
To just, some people are just petrified to start, to keep
if you're watching this or you're watching court, taking courses.
Yeah.
But I think if they don't take action, even though they might lose money, they might not do it ever.
Yeah. And like, there's something called analysis paralysis, right?
Yes, this.
Right. And then you just sit there, you look at all the data and everything looks good to you on paper. And you might get stuck. Why? Oh, this might be more profitable, but this has less competition, or the supplier is easier to work with. Just close your eyes. If it's similar within a margin, just throw the dart on the wall, see where it sticks, and just go from there, right? I think for every one successful product I have like two or three failures, right? And I think that's a healthy average, right? Of course, you learn lessons, right? You learn market trends, supplier relations, all that stuff. You learn how to sort of game the system to your advantage, right? Sometimes Amazon prefers larger, heavier stuff. And then sometimes it's better for you to do something small and lightweight. So you got to feel it for yourself. But of course, it is up to you, right? As the seller, as the entrepreneur, you are in control. And that's why it can be so lucrative, is because you don't have to answer anyone but the customer, right? And I think it's like what Steve Jobs said, right? Steve Jobs said, if you ask the customer what they wanted, they would say they want a faster horse, not a car, right? Something like that, right?
I have mixed feelings about that quote, because you sometimes want to listen. He seems like you have to know the customer what they want before they
eat. Yeah, it's a little bit of both, right?
It's a balance.
Yeah, it is a balance, right? And with the ability to drive yourself, you can grow a lot, right? And I've grown more in the last 3 years than I did in the first two, right? The first two, even though I might have a 100% increase in sales, that was a small amount overall. But now when I'm at 50%, that's a huge margin from last year, right? From 6 to 7 figures, that it makes you feel good. Like, it does. And now I just think about the future, right? Canton Fair trade shows, where I need to be, who I need to talk to, schmoozing. Whatever. I love to schmooze. I love to talk. And just building a community, right? He started the local e-commerce group. And during COVID, I jumped in on that to host. But it was COVID. It was dead. And so
I was following it from afar.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we might have.
We have the problems.
Yes.
Eric here.
Yeah, Eric. Good man. Good. And we might have like 2 or 3 people during COVID. But now that's over with. We're back at 20.
Yeah, it's a great turnout. We just had one a couple days ago. Maybe we get King HD on it. Some new sellers coming.
Yeah.
Getting into the game.
With products.
Which I love, right? They bring their product to the meetup.
It's good.
It's awesome.
It's refreshing too, because a lot of people on Amazon, they wall up. They close off. They're so worried about you jumping in and taking their money, right? And even if you were like that, it would take you months to get ready.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Now, unless it was extremely lucrative and you had some bad actors around you. But no, the trust is good. The openness is good. We need more of that, right?
Yeah, I was happy this time, right?
It is.
You'll put it up on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
On the website.
Yeah. I think, of course, in Ian's product, that comes up often.
Yeah, he's always sharing about lingerie.
Yes. And with Ping's laptop stands, refreshing to see that, right? Good quality, too.
Yeah.
Not cheap. I had a laptop stand. It was like plastic, broke within a week, right? Same design.
I have a plastic broken one, but I basically fixed it myself. So I use like some kind of really good glue, like rope, and I tied it.
Perfect.
So it works, but it's not really portable anymore.
No.
Yeah.
It's got a rope. Yeah, right?
I can't hold it back.
No, but it is refreshing to see. I know we've been saying that, but with how secluded Amazon can make you and how you feel like you're on an island, and you're fighting off pirates every day, it's good to have that trust in the community. It's good to have the feedback, which is what you want. And it's good to get out of your comfort zone, have some people ask questions that you might not have asked yourself. And then maybe you don't know the answer, but that's okay. You don't have to know every answer immediately. Because if you did, it wouldn't be real, right? So it's good to have that feedback from the community, because maybe they're going to give you some insight that you didn't already think of, right? Outside perspective, right? Outside the box. So I love that. And I'll also be getting one from Ping too.
Yeah, we're going to pick them up after this recorder.
Yeah.
We'll get her on the maybe Ping Binder.
Well, she just walked by.
You leave and
Yeah. We'll get her later.
Get her.
Yeah.
So, come with COVID. I'm tired of talking about COVID a bit.
And you also help other sellers.
Yeah, well, so I have a consulting business, sellertrek.com, another plug.
Yeah.
And
like it.
Thank you. We help sellers at all stages start, grow, or optimize, right? We focus on helping sellers find their path and make sure they understand what they need to do to grow. I just had a guy reach out to me through Upwork. Shout out to Upwork. Great sales channel. And what he's asked me to do is jump on a few consulting calls, manage over a few months, and then just report twice a month and give them insights on how they can grow, how they can maybe cut off some variations that might be slowing them down, and then what to expand into in the future, right? And so the idea behind the consultancy and giving out information, both free at the meetings and paid through the consulting, is that when I started Amazon, I would fail a lot, right? Error codes, problems with the listing. It was very frustrating. But once I got the hang of it and I could then offer advice to other people, I figured, okay, well, at the same time, I should get paid for this, right? Why not? Double dip.
Yeah.
And so based on that, I started learning a lot more. Go on the forums, go on YouTube. Shout out to my Amazon guy.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Thank you, my Amazon guy. You saved me a lot of money.
Great.
I'll go look up how someone else has figured this out. I'll understand it for myself 100%. And then from there, I can offer that guidance, right? And the best thing is, sometimes someone has more money than time, and the otherwise could be true as well. But if they have more money than time, then hiring me is the best way for them to move forward, because I have the information and I make it simple and I just do it for them, right? And so consulting is great. I love to talk. I can talk for hours. And with a conversation, even if it's a little challenging, it's still enjoyable, because I'd rather have a conversation than, say, be hunched over on my laptop working. So it's a great thing for me, and I'm able to utilize the knowledge I've learned from selling to also help other people, right? I've had a few very successful clients in protein bar category, in home decor and furnishing, and I've had other successful clients in KDP, which is the books,
yeah,
and supplements. So a lot of good things going, and not everything works out the way I want to, right? Of course, you can never guarantee results, especially with advertising and PPC. So it comes the good with the bad, but overall I'm on the up and up and we're growing every year. We've got 4 staff currently, me, myself included, and then 3 others below me, account manager, PPC, and then outreach officer to get more clients, lead generation, right? And so the machine's turning, we're going fast. And it really helps being out here too with the time zone, right? I'm close to China, I'm close to the Philippines, I'm close to the Middle East, right? And Europe as well.
Yep.
So everything is going well.
So it's exciting. Very great way to end the year. I think this might be one of the last episode of the year. What are some 2025 plans? Or
yeah. Well, I do plan out my life to a certain extent, right? Like I have goals for the year and I have like projections and targets I want to get to. So for SellerTrek, I would like to get our clients up from 6 up to 15 full-time clients, right? Now, that's a lot of work.
That is a big one.
Especially when our clients are 7-figure sellers, right? It can be a lot of work getting them up to 8 figures, right? That's a lot of work, but I think I can manage that. Besides that, the usual, get healthier, focus on myself, less stress, more understanding of where I need to be. I'm 32 now, so I'm not the 25-year-old I used to be, right?
Yeah, health is wealth.
Yeah, health is wealth. And I'm investing more into my health, which is something I need to keep doing. But in terms of 2025, as long as I'm growing, I'm adding new products, I'm helping new clients, I'm going to meetings, helping out other sellers for free, right?
Done in Bangkok.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I think January, we should make one.
Yeah. We'll have a big meeting in Bangkok. And we've actually been looking at new spots. So if you're watching this and you live in the Bangkok area, tap in and come to one of our meetings.
Yep. Oracle Commerce.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I can't wait. That is going to be fun though.
It's going to be great. Yeah.
I reached out to Hirsch and I was showing him, my buddy showed me a place on Wireless Road.
Oh.
Nice mall.
Yeah.
And they have a rooftop with a cafe overlooking the track, right? The horse racing track.
Yeah.
Nice venue.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's another great place.
Yeah, let's see.
Besides other cafes and whatnot. Yeah. Plenty of time.
We'll definitely keep you posted on the show. And there's only a core group in Bangkok, but it would be great to have more people.
Oh, yeah.
Grow that number.
I think if we advertise this meeting and we went all the way, we could probably have up to 50 people. Now, that might be difficult with such a community because we want to give people enough time to explain themselves in the opening.
We have to decide the format, that size.
Yeah. Because
to modify it.
If it's over, say, 25 people, and you do the round the table, I mean, even 2 minutes each is an hour.
Is it groups?
Yeah. Or like maybe it would just be like a learning session, right? Maybe focus on two or three people for that event and everyone else just listens. Or maybe not everyone speaks. Because if you give everyone 2 or 3 minutes and you've got 20 people, that's almost an hour right there, just on the introductions. So.
Oh, great. This is fascinating. I got to learn some new things about you. It's some inspiration. So, yeah, lots happening.
It's going to be a big year.
25 is going to be a big year.
Great one.
Help yeah.
Best for everybody else too.
Yeah. And if you're struggling or if you want to jump into e-commerce, just there's a lot of free resources you can go to, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's coming to a local event, or whether it's just throwing a question out to the universe and seeing if someone replies to you. There's plenty of free information before you start paying. Even though I offer a paid service, I utilized free information from groups and the e-commerce meeting to get me where I'm at, right? So in that sense, just keep trying. How about you? What's your 2025 plans? What's your strategy?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, we've been doing a lot of calls. I've been doing a lot of Zoom calls this week.
Okay.
I had the retreat last week in the Philippines.
Yeah, that's right. You've been traveling a lot.
Yeah, and I don't know if my nose is stuffed up. I'm still recovered a little bit, but basically, same what I'm doing, just scaling across the board. We have, like you said, it's like a foundation. But our brands are one seven-figure, and then the others are six. But we took a new brand manager. Kind of restructured some of the team.
New brand manager, okay.
On the jewelry brand. I don't know, Andres, but we brought in a third partner to be more on the brand and product development.
Yeah.
And I think to bring up those two brands to seven-figure, with our other, I'd maybe get the eight on that one and then a seven on the other T.
Eight figure, just get the eight figure over there.
I don't know, that one, it's hard for me to guarantee next year eight, but it's solid seven though.
Solid seven, that's tremendous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a rough start. I mentioned that on some previous shows, but basically I launched that during COVID. It's the bar supplies one.
Yeah, the bar supplies.
It's been up for 10 years, but I made a new private label brand, we're for Refactory.
Isato.
Isato,
you're right. There you go.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Isato. Yeah. And try more external traffic. We might even sponsor some bar. If you go bartenders, I don't know if they, but we might do some bartender things in the US.
Cool.
Like send them some free stuff.
Yeah.
Put the logo up.
Everyone loves free stuff.
Yeah.
Now, how do you reach out to, like, how do you expand like that?
So I'm also learning, but maybe that LinkedIn guy, I think if it's B2B, you probably LinkedIn might be, I'm feeling like LinkedIn might be a good channel.
Really?
Investors.
Okay.
One thing we got to test.
That was Amit, right? From the meeting.
Yes. Amit.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. Yeah. One of the guests in the meeting brought up LinkedIn and how it's a massive channel. Something I never thought of, right? I normally go straight to email or through Google Ads or Facebook Ads to get someone to come to me. But if LinkedIn is that easy.
LinkedIn is B2B. So if they're,
you
think of a business owner or a business person that are fit with your brand, that might be a good channel. Plus, if you offer free.
Yeah. It is free, but if I try to message someone on LinkedIn.
A lot of spam, right? Even me, I just checked.
Yeah. But also, I get a lot of spam too, but the filter's okay. The big thing for me is they want me to, of course, pay for their LinkedIn premium. I think it's $300 a year. Not the worst investment.
Yeah, I think it's like $50 a month.
Okay. That's $600 a year.
Yeah, well, no.
Okay. Yeah. Outreach on there could be a good value, right? Just a couple clients a year, you pay for it.
Yeah.
Good channel. Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks, Wilk.
Of course.
We'll pick up our laptop stands.
Let's do it.
Pleasure to have you on the show, finally.
Thanks so much.
Keep growing, man. I'm excited.
Thank you.
The future of e-commerce is waiting. LoadPipe is back. It's a protocol We are making the new way to do e-commerce with blockchain technology. This is very early stage, and we have Hamza as our first marketplace in this new ecosystem. It's very epic. If you want to participate, we are on an alpha stage in Q1 2024, where you can be a buyer or a vendor, application only. Check it out at hamza.biz for the marketplace or the overview of this protocol, and subscribe for updates at loadpipe.com. See you there.
Thank you for listening to Global from Asia episode 451, the last one for 2024. Thank you, Will, for doing that. It was fun to meet up. We did that at the Yellow co-working space here in Chiang Mai, Thailand. There was people in the background and there was some fun stuff. I am grinding here. It is the end of the year. But next year, we're pushing hard. You might see my background of Loadpipe and the Hamza, the world's first decom marketplace. We're going to have like a grand opening party for it later in January here in Chiang Mai. Check out blog.hamza.market for that. And we're just grinding ahead. We're just making as much happen as we can. What's going on this coming year is, again, further. I mean, I love crypto and Web3. I've had my times I left and I came back, honestly. That whole ICO stuff bothered me in the 2017s. So I wasn't as active then, but I got back involved with the whole NFT. Some of the shows we talked about with Handshake and domains, things like that. So really working hard to bring on-chain e-commerce, to bring, you can see in my background, a new way of doing e-commerce or commerce using blockchain technology. I know some of you think that sounds scammy, and there is a lot of scams, but I have been building with an amazing team for over a year now. We have a product ready. We have third-party sellers on here starting in January. We'll hear more about that coming soon for you to even participate. I really hope it's going to be a good ROI for you as much as for us. So stay tuned for that. Thanks for watching. Enjoy the new year. I wish you the best in your business and in your life. Hopefully Will's interview inspired you a bit to take a chance to not fit into the normal mold, the normal matrix we're meant to be in. I hope if even one of you ever listens to this show and takes action, it'll be worth it. So thanks for watching. Take care. Have a good new year. Bye-bye.
To get more info about running an international business, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.